Okay, you guys, let's do this. It's gonna be so professional. Mm-hmm. Like, so professional. Here we go. Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go! Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. We'll have a ball, with June, who's really tall. They have fun, interviewing comedians on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. Now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast is brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Welcome to the award-winning Laugh Support Podcast. I'm your host, June Colson, here with my best friend, Michelle, with one L, Robin Colson, Corey's friend, Trisha's sister, don't call her Shelly, Michelle Van Dusen. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Oh, my goodness. Look, first of all, we color coordinate today. That's pretty awesome. Oh, like, that doesn't happen very often.
No. Well, this is a new shirt that I just got. And I'll tell you the story when I was in Texas on another day. But I bought this shirt thinking, well, I'm not sure I like the outfits that I brought. So there I was shopping. I'm like, oh, I like that. But then when I tried it with the other things I had, I'm like, it's not ready. But this, I think this combination would work.
Yes. I love that we're color coordinating on a podcast because, you know, most of the people listen to us and not watch us, but they can watch us on the Creative Motion Network on Roku TV and on YouTube and on Vimeo. They can definitely watch us on there, but we color coordinate today. Michelle and I both have burgundy going on and, we're ready to do this thing. We've got a great show up ahead of us. I'm ready for some fun. Yesterday I had to take Hot Dog to the doctor. I had to say, oh, look at me screaming. Yes. Look. Yeah. And my screaming photograph from the Huckabee show is, there's another Michelle. Okay. Now Michelle's showing a picture of me on stage in Gallatin, Tennessee, where I have a crazy face again.
I was just excited. That's a hot dog story. I was like, what?
Yes. Okay. So it's definitely an exciting story. I get to take my dad to the doctor. Woo-hoo. And, so yesterday they were running several tests on him. So he was going like, in for a test and then coming and sitting in the lobby in and out. And I noticed this gentleman to our left was kind of watching us back and forth with each other. Cause my dad's really funny. And Michelle, he's holding his cell phone and I'm trying to help him change his screen saver on his phone. And he has like an iPhone, maybe negative one. I don't even know that it's an actual iPhone. I'm not sure. But I can't quite figure it out. We're going over the technology. And then suddenly, Michelle, in a crowded waiting room, he swipes on his phone and it suddenly starts blaring like hardcore rap music. Inappropriate lyrics. It is the 72-year-old man's holding his iPhone while horrible music comes blaring from the phone. I like fly over about three chairs, have to grab the phone from him. And I'm like, Hot Dog, no, Hot Dog, no. And I'm trying to get out of it. And I'm like, what is that? And he goes, it's that Tiki Talkers or something. It's an app. No. Hot Dog has TikTok, okay? He's not a Tiki Talker, but for whatever reason, he somehow managed to get TikTok on his cell phone. I think it was one of the teenage kids that live in the neighborhood put it on his phone.
Has to have been.
I was dying. But I look over and this gentleman who had been kind of watching us, and you could tell like our relationship was entertaining him already. He about fell out of his seat laughing. I'm sliding down into the floor, just covering my face. Like, it was really hard to embarrass me. But and most of the people in the waiting room were well over 70. And here's my dad. Here's my dad with his TikTok inappropriate music to entertain the entire waiting room. So We survived. We survived. Funny.
Oh, wow. That is so funny. Okay. So, going to tell you another funny story. Our guest was backstage and now he's gone. And I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, let's tell another story then.
What do you think? It was Hot Dog's inappropriate music that scared him off? Was he like, I'm not going to be on a what's supposed to be a clean comedy podcast if they're going with the hardcore rap, right? Maybe that's what it was. Did we scare him off, Michelle?
I don't know. I don't know if I did something, which I don't think I did, but I don't see him backstage.
So. Oh, no. Oh, no. I saw the kind of panic look on your face. So yeah. Well, I'll tell you one other thing, because my dad is so brilliant, and I'm going to let him start. I'm going to let him, oh gosh, I'm about to knock my desk over. I'm going to let him start writing my comedy for me. Cause he's always like, where's the next place you're going or what are you doing? And I have an upcoming event where I'm speaking to people who purchase peanuts. Yes. The triple P, people who purchase peanuts. And dad always thinks outside the box, you know? So he said, can you ask him a question for me? And I go, well, yeah, sure, Dad. What's the question? And he goes, I'd love to know how they screwed up the banana bread.
What?
Right, exactly. And I'm like, what? And he goes, the banana bread. Like, how did the walnut people manage to corner the market on the nut that would go into banana bread? Everybody puts walnuts in their banana bread. It would have been a game changer. Can you imagine how many more peanuts they would have sold if people put peanuts into banana bread and not walnuts?
I don't know if peanuts and bananas taste good together.
Are you kidding me? Have you never had put peanut butter on a banana?
Oh, it does taste good together. I know. Oh, I forgot all about that.
Hot Dog's a thinker, you know? He gives me this, thinker. And we're going to talk about in a future episode about my trip to Stuttgart, Arkansas. And it's the duck capital of the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and talk about that for a little bit. Wait, because I'm gonna shoot a message over to our guest today. I got to find it on Facebook. Tell us.
Well, we're in 7 minutes into this thing. We can abandon ship and try to reboot if that's what you want to do. We've done that before.
Yeah, I know. That will happen for sure. We'll definitely have to do that. We'll have to do that.
I thought, Michelle, you already went over this. I thought you guys did a pre-run of this to make sure all was going to go well. I'm really relying on you to no hiccups, you know.
It was all on me. There were no hiccups happening. And I don't know what happened. Oh, dear Jesus. So we could do a retake. Because he's not coming back. I don't see him anywhere.
All right. Let's abandon ship.
Okay.
So he's somewhere lost in the internet universe out there. He could be just tiny little pixels floating around, and you need to gather him back up again and get him back on the show.
Somewhere. Oh my God. No.
It's all good. Kick out. Go find him, dude. Let's try it again.
All right, I'll send you a new thing, a new link.
Yeah, can you just